Oh. Oh, look.
Have another delay. To allow two more members to join us. I'm not sure who are the two, but we need two more for that. We need one now. In the light of so I'm sure a minute will do waiting for one.
Wonder why you're sitting back there this morning?
No. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Okay, no, that's fine.
How far away from you?
Morning, members. I'm sure we are now having the necessary number to run the business of the day. You are all welcome. There is a marathon work that we need to do today before ourselves. I want to believe that as per request and agreed last week, we said you will have copies of the necessary reports and minutes that we are going to deal with them. And I hope that will assist us in speeding up, decisions to be taken. That does not mean we should not do correct things. We do correct things, but take into consideration that time is not in our side. We've got this number of things that we should agree on. In your packages, I'm sure you will find all the agenda items, reports and minutes that we're going to discuss. We will be having in the package minutes of two sets of minutes. We'll have a second term program. We'll have a oversight report to KZN, Gauteng, Limpopo. We'll have the first term sessional report, not first term as it's on your agenda. And then the determination on of course, the report that we have agreed to produce on the proposed legislation to amend Executive Members Ethics Act 82 of 1998, and then finally adopt the report on Van Riet's Van Wurst's Warren, as a petition that we have, dealt with it sometimes. Without much ado, can we have any apologies?
Good morning, Honorable Members of the Court. Apology from Honorable Killian, Honorable Molebasi, and Honorable Polisham.
Thank you very much. And another one.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I just apologize for my absence last week. Unfortunately, due to an administrative glitch, I never received the email or the SMSs notifying me of the meeting. A notice was left in my pigeonhole that I must also put on record. But unfortunately, I did not know about the meeting beforehand. Thank you.
I think that will mean you'll take up the way you are communicating with members so that we don't just assume and find ourselves not in the meeting on the basis of communication not up to standard. Noted, Honorable Member. Can we then move to second term program? That is the one starting from now in March, in April, up until June. Of course, there will be. Sure, whether the one that you have given to them is relating to the first week of June. I'm not saying no. Ah, yeah. There will be, of course, on the Tuesday, I'm sure it should be 5-6, possibly, Tuesday, Wednesday of June, the first week of June, an session of strategic, you know, session of the committee, where we'll also deal with the issues relating to the study tour to Canada in that regard, but on the same footing, do the broader work of the committee in planning and what are our objectives in the next, you know, remaining 1.5 years towards the end of the term of our office in Parliament. So we'll then deal with that. But we have decided on that based on nearly 70% of our members have never been, you know, undergoing strategic, you know, session of the committee. And in a way, we felt we might be depriving you know, your insight and understanding of what you are expected of this committee. So we thought we'll do that. So that's one amendment that will be inserted in the program. Is there anything that you...
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we are in support of this program, and I want to thank you and the Secretary and everybody who contributed to this program. May I just ask, as a point of interest, are there any other outstanding issues, matters that have been submitted to the committee that would have to stand over until the next term if we approve this? It seems to me as if this is dealing with everything that has come the way of the committee as we know at present. Am I correct in saying that?
I think you are very right. We are trying to move with everything. We haven't yet had a backlog of saying in the we have carried some. What we have carried over, it's what we are going to Canada for. It's the work that is our own work. It doesn't, you know, affect. In fact, it affects the populace in South Africa, because what we are talking about, it has got a bearing on the, you know, how do we want to manage, you know, grievances within South African context. It is us who have got a backlog, but not affecting an individual or member or, you know, a member of public outside. Thank you very much. Is there anything on the program? Any move? Not even you forget that you are awake, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. We would like to move for the, I think it has been moved by DA. We'd like to support the program, and I think it's quite good that we are intensifying the work that we are doing, and the threat plan is supported, so that we are, from time to time, Chair, we appreciate that approach, so that from time to time we are able to reflect on the work that the committee is doing and how to enhance and make sure that all of us are on the same page. So we really appreciate that work.
Thank you. Any objection for the adoption? None. Therefore, the program will be so adopted with amendments that we have set about. The second part of the adoption is related to oversight report to KZN. Gauteng, Limpopo, in January. Maybe we'll go through pages to allow you to speak to page as they are. On page one, anything that you wanted to speak to? I'm going to be a bit faster because I know you have got them in your notes. Page two. Page 3, 4, 5, so we are missing nothing so far. Any mover for the adoption of the report as a true reflection of what happened, Mark Hopper?
I move that the report should be adopted as a true reflection of what happened. Thank you.
Takwanda, Mamdak. Thank you very much.
A technicality which I need help because I have experience in my other work. At the bottom there, the last page, it says the report to be considered. Can we say the report to be adopted? so that, because if you are, there's a difference. If you're saying the report must be considered, the National Assembly will just consider the report and note it. And it does not have a bearing of any action to be taken afterwards. When you say a report must be adopted, you are saying there must be action after the report. So if we are to follow some of the things we want to do, there are recommendations about us implementing legislations and all that. So can we just have that part, that one? I might not be behaving in the future, but this is what you need to note, because it happens when the chief whip in the of the majority part moves. It's this sentence that is important of what happens to the report.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we will move in line with that moving forward. But I felt you said something that it's intimidating the committee to say you may not be here in future. Well, what does that mean?
No.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm just saying I might not be in a meeting and a report is being adopted.
Thank you.
So that all of us understand the implication of the last sentence. I'm still here, Church.
So thank you very much. 3.3, first term report.
I'm not so sure if that has been done, a return of attendance. Because normally when we adopt a report, it has the names of the members and their days of attendance as part of participation. That has not been in the committee on the report, because it needs to be there.
Thank you, Honorable Gouay. I'm sure it has been captured. What has not been done is to amend it into the final report. From your management side, you have phrased it, and it has been accordingly agreed upon. Besides that, can we look at page one?
Jay, actually on page two, just page two. Right at the bottom, I was wondering if we could not insert the word way just before the comma. Right at the bottom it says, in processing legislative proposals in a transparent as constitutionally required. Page 2, right at the bottom, last sentence. The implementation of these considerations assisted the committee in processing legislative proposals in a transparent way.
Or
transparent manner is even a better one. Thank you.
Thank you. Page 3. Now, on that. So here you are looking about your neighbor.
I agree, but unfortunately we don't have the power to remove them. So we have given them as they are, and I'm sure our reporters, considered by the authority, they are aware that these people have never been in any meeting. So if they don't remove them, we will maintain the absenteeism, although it affects our quorum, severely for that matter. Okay? Honorable Mdak.
What I see here, Mutaga, Ms. MN, alternate. What does that mean? Alternate.
That can be dealt better by Rawin.
No, Chair, I think it's something that we'll have to correct in terms of who is the alternate. It's not the secretary here. It's the other side of the administration. I'll correct it from the ANC side.
I'm sure.
I'm not saying that you are not here. It's just how they have paraphrased that if you have certain number of people, one or two would become an alternate. Not
a
secretary. No, you are not an alternate.
Okay, Honorable Mdaka, I'm sure your point will be discussed with the party. Let's leave it for the party to sort it out so that you get comfortable. I get your point. To say for now, because you are seeing it, you have never even been informed. That's why you are shocked. So it will be. We will request the party to address it favorably in your understanding. Yeah. Honorable Kumbi.
I didn't know that I'm an alternative in this sense.
You?
So I'm sure your case also will be taken on board. I'm happy that the Whippet present, even when you are raising it, they will be able. Makopan, I've seen you like you are also wanted to become an alternative.
Can being alternative, please, they can vote for us on 30 days.
On page 4, committee strike plan, I think I've made my comments. I just want to register them in the committee. I don't think that when we say committee strike plan and we say none, and we say the committee does not deal with government priorities, is correct. Committee strike plan is about us as the committee. It has nothing to do with the executive. We've got to reflect the work that we do, our strategic objective, and I think perhaps when we have that session, these are some of the things that we'll elaborate on and be able to expand. But we've got to correct the paragraph. As much as we do not have anything to do with government, the executive side, but the strategic plan talks to us as a committee, not to the government. I thought you may correct that.
Thank you very much. I'm sure what we are saying will remove the man. Instead of talking about executive and what it will talk about parliament itself, because that's where our work lies. So our strategic,
point will be, pointing towards parliament. How do we make parliament effective and efficient, rather than talking about governance?
I would love also to see the word none disappear there, but I was thinking, would it not be possible to say that strategically we want to deal with all petitions and proposals that come our way within a reasonable time? We want to give clear answers to those that petition us as to why, and perhaps say this is our strategy, and then it becomes our strategic plan as well, so that it doesn't look as if this committee is rudderless and doesn't know which way and how it wants to go about.
I think it's a positive proposal. We'll then add also the issue of a legislative proposal that will deal them in a transparent, openness and honesty, moving forward and so on. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Member. Page 5. See, I'm noticing that I'm denying that I'm blind. Can see that I'm struggling to see some other things in the process. Page 6. Seven. I'm sure it did also speak to what you asked earlier to say, are we in line with what we have received? I'm sure that is the test of what we have done in that particular court. 8. I'm sure the conclusion is not here. We need to have a conclusion of the report. We'll add to where we are. It doesn't have conclusion. You can think whether you are comfortable or not. But thank you very much. Any move up for adoption with the amendments that we have proposed, Honorable Kumar.
Thanks, Chairperson. Let us just move for the adoption of this report with the amendment that says we must have the conclusion appears on the photo.
And then to the issue of attending
that. Yes, thanks.
Any second?
Honorable Kopan.
Second for the report to be adopted.
Thank you very much. The next one is the recommendation report of Van Riette van Oostwaren, special petition. I'm jumping four. my apology. 3.4 recommendation report on the legislative proposal to amend the Executive Members Ethics Act 1998, Act Number 82 of 1998, to provide for the matters related to the President of the Republic of declaration of interest in terms of the Act proposed by Honorable A. Trollip. Honorable Kubai.
Chair, before we deal with the matter, I think there's something that I need to reflect relating to the time we had deliberation on this matter. Firstly, from the African National Congress, we'd like to apologize to the committee and to the chairperson. There was a statement made in the committee that gave an impression that from our side, we do not uphold the Constitution and would not regard that. And I want to correct and set the record straight that we commit to the cooperation of the committee. We commit to working and upholding the Constitution of South Africa and its laws, as we have made our swearing in. And it was unfortunate that a statement was made. And on behalf of the African National Congress, I want to apologize sincerely to the committee and would afford Honorable Mtaka an opportunity to withdraw that statement so that it goes into the record of the committee. It was really unfortunate that we reached that point. I had indicated to Honorable Kopane and Killian that we were processing the matter from our side immediately after it happened. I learned that something happened in the last meeting, but unfortunately from the MC, because I was not here, hence the colleagues could not action anything, being an ANC leader from the side of us. If you allow me, Chair, if I can just hand over to Honorable Mtaka.
I do, Honorable Kubai.
Thank you, Chairperson. I apologize and withdraw. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure this is the spirit we are trying to purport, that we want to make sure that we uphold at all costs, you know, the laws of the Republic of South Africa, and in particular the Constitution. Thank you, Honorable Mtaka, and thank you, Honorable Kubai. And then you may then also, before Kopane can speak, maybe I should allow you before I conclude on the matter.
Thank you, Chairperson. on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, we really appreciate the manner of the spirit that we are looking for. And from our side, we don't have any reservation. We really accept your apology. And we are looking forward to work with everyone here. It's for the interest of South Africans that we are all here. Our objective is the same, is to better the lives of our people. Thank you
very much. This is what we need moving forward and building this country. This country belongs to all of us. And of course, when you debate, people may, you know, be emotional at some stage, but it is good that they reflect and come back and said, no, it was wrong to argue this particular way. And then pass our regards to your party for that consideration. Thank you very much. Can we then look at the content of the report itself? I'm sure you'll look at it, you know, holistically, not piecemeal. Of course, you should understand everything that is in there. Is there anything that members wanted to reflect on the report as it is? Whether does it reflect your true reflection of what you agreed on? What was the date? Yeah, somewhere in March, because this one is only before today. Yeah, on the 7th of March, that's when we were considering to have this report the way it is. They have prepared it. Now it needs to be adopted as whether it reflected what you said it should look like. Any input, Honorable von Dessen?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, this report does not reflect the view of the Democratic Alliance, and I accept that sometimes we will, although we achieve to find consensus as far as possible and to accommodate each other's views, that sometimes we will differ in our views regarding certain issues, and this unfortunately happens to be one of those issues. So in terms of the recommendation there in the last paragraph, that the proposal should not be allowed to proceed, we will be voting against that recommendation, and we will also be asking that our vote of dissent be minuted, please. May I just say the reason why we differ is firstly that we believe that this committee should allow the detailed discussion as to how proposals should be married and be integrated into other existing legislation, etc., should leave the mechanics of that to the relevant other bodies of parliament that are there to deal with those issues. We are concerned that in this instance, this committee is also taking on itself what should actually be the work in another committee. And I would have loved this to be submitted through to the House, and then for the other committee to consider the merits and the wording and possible amendments, etc., in a field which forms part of their domain, for this committee to just almost, to our mind, pre-determine the end result of such proposals. We would have loved this proposal to go through to the other committees if in that committee they believe that, you know, other legislation, etc., and that it cannot be integrated easily and so on, then it's for them to discuss that. But if we apply the criteria as this committee has agreed on, we come to a different conclusion. Thank you.
Just to get whether I'm getting what you are saying correctly, you are saying you feel our technical work of looking into whether the particular legislation should fall out. We don't have to do that work anymore. Am I right?
You're right, Chairperson. For example, in the first paragraph there, or the paragraph numbered one, it says the committee established that there are mechanisms in place to address the request sought by the proposal. Now, obviously, we differ from that, and we would have loved that matter to be discussed by that other committee, because we believe that it does bring a new angle to that. Chair, the last paragraph there, which says that the proposal is frivolous, we differ from that conclusion that it seems some of the members of this committee does have.
Maybe before even other members can differ, I just wanted to clarify, because the reason why we arrive at taking a decision through a voting is basically that we acknowledge that there is a difference, and that difference at no stage will remove. Hence, when we concluded, we said, however, having said all this, the opposition parties have registered the objection to the matter. And I think that will have been captured. I was hoping that it captures the sentiment you are arguing with. Honorable Kubai.
Chair, maybe just to assist, is that maybe we can change from there to say and indicate specifically that, because when you say opposition, you might mean all of them, and it's not all opposition parties which are in the committee. If we can just put it's DA and COPE. Who were in the committee who registered their objection?
We have been.
No, they don't come.
They've never been here.
I heard about it. That's why I'm saying let's be careful, because we might be including other people who are not here when we say opposition. So we'll be specific to indicate that DA and COPE indicated their objection to be recorded for this, so that we have the capturing of the sentiments said that they do not agree with us, so that even on the voting, I think it's appropriate that we note the concern and understand how we would move forward and to receive that. Yeah.
For obvious reasons, it tells you that this might not be then me reading to say this is the report. It will then wanted them to articulate their position in the House when the report has to be considered. It's no longer going to be considered when it will be adopted. I'm sure also we must correct also the contributory part of the whole thing. Okay? But is there consensus in terms of this reflected what we have, you know, deliberated and differed and captured in that spirit, allow, you know, further debate in the House? Move up for adoption? Honorable Kubai, any seconder? Honorable Kumar, thank you very much. Any objection? For adoption. Mm-hmm. You register objection, but not objecting the adoption.
Yeah, we are registering our objection to the adoption of this report.
Thank you very much. That objection is noted accordingly. We are now moving to the next part, 3.5, recommendation of Van Riet and Van Wart. Honorable Kuma.
I know not that name with the name. Just to reflect, and I think I raised it in the management. One is that when we dealt with this proposal, part of what the committee felt was that had GEPF interacted with the petitioner correctly, informed the petitioner. We don't think that the petitioner would have even approached Parliament because we felt that there was a miscommunication at some point, and that sentiment is not captured in the report. And I think it's important for it to be captured. The next thing is that we are. I know that, and colleagues would note this. I'm going to speak in relation to our responsibility and the rules that I think we are still working towards. Once we come back, part of why we're going to study tour, heavy move to provinces, is to try and enhance our work on petition, because there is some dissent to say we are public reps, and we have a rule that says that a petitioner should have exhausted all avenues. If you talk about an ordinary South African who does not have resources, all avenues means courts and all those things, which are expensive. And my feeling is that the last part of the report, it sounds very insensitive, being a public representative, which is on page 2. It reads currently, in light of the above, the committee is of the view that the special petition of Mrs. Van Riede van Wotron is not yet ripe for consideration by Parliament, as the petitioner still has legal relief authorized by the law to a disposal. One, I don't think that we are saying that she still has other, she can come back. Because I don't think that even coming back, there's much we can do. That's one. So the issue of that the petition is not yet ripe to be served to Parliament, I think it's not correct. But secondly, to say the petitioner has not exhausted legal processes, other legal relief authorized, it sounds very insensitive for public representatives. Because when a person comes to Parliament, is coming to us as their representatives, people that they voted for more than anything. So your first point of contact, if I'm a citizen, is people have given my ex to represent me, to be my voice. And we can't disassociate ourselves from that responsibility, because it's a constitutional responsibility we have. So I'm just appealing that how we craft. No, but as well, the way how they opened, I mean, it's just rude. Okay, I'm just proposing to the committee that we rephrase that paragraph to sound more sensitive And because we must remind ourselves at all times that we are representatives of the people and we have constitutional obligation and mandate to represent them. And we can't disassociate ourselves from that responsibility. So I'm just appealing that that paragraph be paraphrased to remove that from what we have discussed, put the exact content properly. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Bengu, I've seen your hand.
Yeah, no, that question I had. Chairperson, thank you. I want to concur with Honorable Kupai, the question of the insensitivity and the way in which we have crafted it. Chairperson, added to that, as I was saying, I was just scratching my head as to what then must we then do as a committee to lie in, which then must form part of our report, to then say, after having considered the report, the committee will either address a letter to the petitioner and directing her as to where she can then begin to, rather than to simply say it's a closed case, so she must just find for herself as to where to go. But then it would then call for us to then say, where would we then be directing her? Because he has petitioned us. What recommendations are we then also putting to her so as to embark on to pursue this matter? But having highlighted the issues, as Comrade Kupai said, that is your number four, the GEPF, the rules, as to how they should be and what should have happened particularly in there. But having said that, Chairperson, the looking into the way in which the report has been crafted, if I may, with reference to full, I think it's something that we have to look into. There's nothing wrong with it, but the way it has been put, it's been clustered. Take for instance, it's stated that GPF rule 4 blah 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 stated that if a member, it does not state, it prescribes. So the way it's crafted, that's my little worry. Then further than that, then it talks to the regulations. If we then say 14.21, then 14.11, that's how it must then be crafted. Then at the tail end there, we then make our observation and then recommendation, rather than just to cluster it all in that kind of fashion. And the government petition administrator's point five had been engaging with, we're now relating, had engaged with, if you understand what I'm saying. We are reporting. It's as if now it's a process that is still continuing. Or has been. So I'm then saying if we can look into that, because it's going to reflect as if we have crafted it in this way, and it's going to begin to reflect on us. If we can just look into, there's nothing wrong. It's very clear, succinct, if I may. But it's the way in which we then begin to, in a chronological way, if I may.
So, in form, you are suggesting that instead of saying we just prescribe and then use rule 14.1.1 as
exactly so. In a chronological manner. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then so as the fight.
Yes.
And then the conclusion part.
The conclusion, yes.
We should not. We are all agreeing that it should just, have a way of making people feel that even though we are unable to provide them what they would have ideally wanted, we are still, taking them into that dignity.
Thanks, Chair. In light of what Honorable Bengu says, I think we must just break it into two. Have the part where we do our observation, the next part becoming our recommendation, so that it's easy for reading as well.
Thank you very much.
Otherwise, we are saying the bottom on top of the committee which is to make the following observation. We stop there, instead of recommendation. Then going down with that said recommendation, then we move forward. Okay. Do you get what I mean? Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any other part that you wanted to talk to? No, we're still in charge. We can fight. We have got the power.
Just ask Member Kubai, although we fully agree with what she has raised, I'm just concerned that the committee secretary hasn't been given an alternative wording for that sentence. And I'm not sure if she is, you know, sufficiently informed of how, sorry, my apologies, how that should be reworded.
That's right. I'm sure I've heard something said by Honorable Bengu. It's now in another meeting.
Maybe shall we rework on the document and bring it back next week? Because I think it has substantive changes, so that at least when we adopt it, we adopt with a final document. Is that okay? I think it will help all of us, especially because there are quite substantive changes on the document.
Mover, that let's take it back and redo it and bring it there. Mm-hmm. Objection? None. Thank you very much. We will then bring it back, being polished possibly next week with all what you have said. Can we then move to...
have a recommendation that will be directing the petitioner to say where is he has to go. Now, just reminding myself that in our discussion before this report has been compiled, the petitioner has to communicate directly with the pension fund, which has not been done properly. That is why she has to come here, and some of the things have not been really explained to her. And then we said to us, we cannot just, I mean, allow that to happen, because at the end of the day, we'll open the telephone to say, everyone has a problem with the pension fund, has to run to this committee to say, do whatever you can so that I can get this. Now, if we need to, the recommendation will be saying, let us just have a recommendation to say, in assisting the petitioner, let us have the recommendation to direct wherever she can. I was just going to say, what is that? Are we going to recommend to say where?
No, okay. I think what you are raising, it has been debated during the process of that. Here we are dealing with how do we then finalize the report to the House. You remember we said even whatever we are going to communicate it with Parliament, it will be, you know, a courtesy for this committee to direct a well comprehensive, you know, explanation of why have we arrived at where we are, which might not be the same as this one, but to, you know, for her own, you know, benefit to say, oh, my matter has been processed this year in particular. I'm sure you'll recall when the Mpumalanga delegates of you know, the GFE, what have you, that they were not convincing anyone as to why have they failed to do the necessary things of say, you are about to quit, you have got 9 months short of, you know, for you to qualify 1, 2, 3. It is the shortfall that causes us to be where we are. Should they communicate it, obviously we wouldn't have had this matter sitting with us, okay? So I think let's not trouble ourselves. We will bring the final thing for your consideration next week with all the amendments. Can we move forward with 3.6, the minutes of the 29th of February? Page 1.
Technically, Mr. Honorable Mancini should also be listed under the guests in attendance.
I'm sure that will be added, Honorable Mancini. to be in the list of guests. Page 2. Page 3. And page 4. Any mover?
Chair, you're a bit quick. Again, can we just read the sentence on the top of page 3?
Page 3. The
Constitution provides for economic participation, but free can only take place when everybody has an opportunity. I'm glad for your response, because my mind couldn't quite grasp that. That we perhaps consider the word free participation or something like that.
Honorable Kumar, any objections for the adoption with the amendments that will be inspected on that bulletin? None. The last set is of the 7th of March. Page 1 of those set of minutes. Page 2. You don't have. Only the 29th. Okay. I'm sorry. My apology for that. Page 1 again. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page. Any mover? Honorable Kumar.
Thanks, Chair. I'll move for the adoption of the minutes.
Any seconder? Honorable Mdaga. Any objection for the adoption? None. Thank you very much. The minutes will so be amended, adopted as the correct reflection of what transpired on the 7th of March. Honorable members, thank you very much, and we have been, you know, spot on in terms of time to conclude the business of the day. We will meet again next week. Next week on Wednesday, the 2nd. All right. That is the date. Yeah, we'll be straight coming from home. Please don't try and say you will take the first flight on Wednesday. You'll never make it. Come on Tuesday, on Tuesday, and take the first bus from your village to here. Not the first flight from home to here. You can't make it. And thank you very much for the well done work. The meeting is adjourned until next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.